From the Bailiwick Express newsroom, today's top stories, I am Elodie Rodoules. 4% of Jersey essential workers have tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies, with over half of them having experienced no symptoms at all. The essential worker antibody survey saw over 7,800 workers receive a pinprick blood test to see how the virus had spread amongst those who were working through lockdown. Guernsey's chief minister is in talks with the Icelandic embassy following his suggestion that an air bridge could be established with the Nordic country. Deputy Gavin St-Pierre spoke with Iceland's ambassador in a video conference on Monday and discussed exit strategies from lockdown and how best to approach the ongoing issues of testing and the safe reopening of borders. The trial of a Jersey constable accused of driving dangerously in the Trinity Country Lane has been delayed again. Chris Taylor's trial was due to take place in Jersey Magistrates Court yesterday after it was pushed back from its original April date when the island went into lockdown. A new date for the trial will be set next week. Guernsey landlords are being urged to make changes to their lease agreements to protect their properties from potential damage rather than refuse to accept animals. It comes after one of the island's animal shelters warned that some tenants have to give up their pets after struggling to find accommodation that would allow them in. For more on these stories, visit bailiwickexpress.com. Your weather now. It will be fairly cloudy this morning, but there might be some sunshine later on. Temperature will reach 20 degrees in Jersey and 18 in Guernsey. Bailiwick Radio News.